His name is
Dave Mason.
He can fix anything. He can fix a computer with a hairpin and a piece of duct tape.
Fire.
All right, joining us live from the East Coast, we got Rob Engel, the developer of Infotrack.com. Infotrack's a personal information manager website, a cloud-based website that I kind of stumbled across. I mean, you know, you who have been listening to me over the years know that personal information management's always kind of been a thing of mine, an interest, you know. How do you improve productivity using technology? And it's kind of, especially with Google Calendar and tasks and stuff, it's kind of the traditional idea of a PIM has kind of fallen, become a little passe. And so one of the things that really interested me about Infotrack.com was everything about it interested me. So let's welcome Rob Engel. Rob, thanks for joining us. Doing great. I'm going to do? I'm going to start off just with giving you an opportunity, rather than me doing it, give our listeners kind of an overview of what Infotrack.com is all about and what it does.
All right. Well, thank you. For starters, Infotrack essentially infinitely tracks everything from your schedule, your tasks, your daily life, any just random blurbs that come into your head, loose ends, thoughts, anything that you want to track and write down before it's gone. And it's expanded beyond just that. It allows you to sync your calendar, your contacts, and many other things with some of the larger guys, such as Google, Microsoft Outlook, Apple, Yahoo. And it's just a place where you can put your things, and you can share them with friends and family and coworkers. So just an essential One place to put all your information and forget about it and leave it there and come back to it whenever you want, so you don't have many disparate places you're putting documents and ideas. So that's the basic gist.
Now, you know, this is kind of broken out. You know, the way you describe it almost sounds a little bit Evernote-ish, and it isn't, which I view as a benefit. I mean, I kind of like the segmentation of various things, like your schedule is, you know, has schedule forms. You got lists and notes. You got tasks and to-dos. You've got whiteboard, which is probably the closest thing to an Evernote sort of function. You've got, you know, traditional contacts interface. And one of the interesting things is the passwords interface, where you can securely store all your passwords. Always a huge issue with everybody I deal with. I mean, sometimes even me, where you just get lazy and don't appropriately keep track of passwords. The thing that gets me, well, there's a couple things, but one of them is, how does a guy, I think it is a very effective internet-based personal information manager. I think it's one of the best I've seen. And the thing that just kills me about that is, here's a guy that apparently, I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong, there's one guy doing this part-time that is doing what a lot of the relatively big outfits kind of struggle to do. How do you have like a team of like 400 programmers behind you or something, or that we don't know about, or how's this happening?
No, what she said is correct. It's just me. I just spend a lot of my free time doing this, and been developed over about the last 5 years now, and it's just been growing and growing. And as I get more people, I get more feature requests and more bug fixes, and I just keep adding to it. And it's a great hobby of mine. I love to do it on weekends and even weeknights after I get home from work.
I tell you what, dude, at some point you're going to be able, I believe, you're going to be able to leverage this into some significant income somehow, either by getting purchased by somebody else or just, you know, having a subscription thing, or I'm sure you've thought about that.
Absolutely. That would be ideal, either of those outcomes. But for now, I'm just trying to start kind of a grassroots type personal information manager and see how many people I can pick up and spread the word.
Now, is the data secret, or can you tell me how many subscribers you've got so far?
No, we have about 2,000 subscribers thus far, and about 300 downloads on iPhone and about 100 on Android.
So you're still, I mean, this is still, you know, in the initial phases. Which surprises me because it, I think there's a real dearth of really efficient, detailed information managers out there. I mean, it's amazed me for years that Google's calendar and tasks and contacts, of course, you know, combined with their email is so popular. I understand why the email is so popular, but I think their basic information manager, in my opinion, is very, very clunky. And it amazes me that it remains as popular as it is. Now, you obviously don't have an email portion of InfoTrack. But boy, you talk about being a comprehensive personal information manager otherwise. It's really, the details amaze me. I mean, you've really thought out how people track information, how they need to retrieve it, how the information relates. Has this been kind of a thing for you all your life too, where the personal information management's just been something that's intrigued you, or did you just kind of stumble across it 5 years ago and start from zero?
No, it's always been something that intrigued me. I've always been very routine-based, and once I started getting into software, personal information managers were kind of at the forefront of kind of learning how to program and architect different software, and I read about a lot of different things about different projects, and none of them seemed to quite do what I thought was useful in terms of tracking schedules and lists and notes and task management, so I figured I would just create my own. Just as a proof of concept, and it turned out into something that I like to use, and then people in my friends and family circle started using it as well, and just kind of grew up from there and became a full project that I love to maintain and continue to work on to this day. And it provides a lot more functionality than most of the basic PIMs that you see around there. You can create a calendar and subdivide it by different categories, share categories with somebody so things are automatically appended to your friends' calendars or your coworkers' calendars, and it's fully customizable. And I'm still open to suggestions to this day, but everything I've received so far has been good suggestions to build what I have now, to have a fully customizable task manager and personal information manager, so it kind of suits everybody's needs.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's really a very attractive and robust alternative. Now, I have to tell you that the story that we spent some time on, you'll hear this when you hear the recording of the show that you'll get later today, but we spent some time before you got on the air. Our first story was about the data breach that was announced yesterday by AdultFriendFinder.com. About 600 million members, according to them. And they don't believe any financial data got out there, but there's all kinds of because of the purpose of the membership, a lot of potentially incredibly sensitive data, although apparently no financial data, may have been released. You know, and Evil Steve and I were talking about it being just a potential treasure trove of blackmail data. And we were just talking about I don't know if I want to say the fundamental vulnerability of cloud apps, but just, you know, it's a huge, huge issue. And it was one of the first questions I asked you when I first introduced myself was, you know, what are you doing to, you know, how are you keeping things secure? And I'd like to go over that a little bit, you know, and I don't necessarily want to get into details because, you know, it's kind of like when you're doing spy stuff, you know, you want to be careful. You don't want to tell the enemy how you're spying because,
exactly.
You know, yeah. But just in general, I mean, as somebody who says, wow, you know what, we're going to do some cloud PIM stuff. We're going to check out Infotrack.com. What do they need to know in terms of having some comfort in terms of privacy and security?
That's one, like, you hit the nail on the head there. In today's day and age, it's very difficult to try and give somebody who's never seen your website or can't see the inside of it comfortability that your data is secure. And, I mean, the best I could do to tell them is put it in the About page and tell them that everything is securely transferred over secure socket layers, which is HTTPS. So data is encrypted to and from the server, and once it gets there, it's encrypted again and stored in a secure database. And there's many layers between the actual website itself and where the data ultimately lays. And we do our best following all the standard protocols on security, and I'm always reading articles on how to securely store data in cloud-based applications.
Well, I know that's a part of your profession. When you're not doing brilliant things part-time on the side, it's actually part of what you do to earn a living. So, hey, Rob, do you mind sticking with us a few more minutes after the break?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, buddy, we appreciate that. We're going to be right back with Rob Engels, Infotrack.com.
America's fastest-growing high-tech talk show, Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.